Jerry Bader Show, 1025. I teased earlier piece of the Wall Street Journal about how Chris Christie allegedly has the template for Republicans to be big tent in the presidential race in 2016. Not going to get to that today because I actually do want to take calls on that. We already don't have time for that because there's another topic I want to take calls on, and we took a lot of calls in the 9 o'clock hour. So we will try to do that on Monday, although I will admit I have been stinking lately at picking up topics that I didn't get in the day or show previous. There is something, I have to go on a 5-minute rant here. Now, this has been reported by me and others in the conservative media in Wisconsin a lot in the last few months. Back in the spring, when according to the Philadelphia Fed, Wisconsin was number 49 in economic growth, it was everywhere. The Journal Sentinel did a huge, huge story. Big headline. Philly Fed, Wisconsin 49. Mike Tate from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin picked up on this. Oh, this was terrible. Then a funny thing started happening. Wisconsin started rising in that ranks, all the way up to number two. Wisconsin is number two in the Philadelphia Fed's ranking of economic growth. It is. This is an indisputable fact, unless, of course, you are the Journal Sentinel's politi-joke, politi-farce, politi-crap, politi-hack, also known as politi-fact. Guess what they rate Governor Scott Walker's claim? Scott Walker cites Philadelphia Fed to say Wisconsin ranks number two in economic growth. Mostly false. Listen to this. In recent weeks, Governor Scott Walker and his allies began emphasizing an obscure measurement. It wasn't obscure to you when it was number 49. Oh, you thought the Journal Sentinel thought it was a big deal then. Now it's obscure. Do they not even realize how ridiculous they look when they do this stuff? An obscure measurement to argue that his policies were improving the state's economy, an index created by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. It sounds like a prestigious, important metric. Yeah, it did to you when it was number 49. Yes, I will be saying that almost every sentence. In case you were wondering, now you know. But until Walker started discussing the Philly Fed report, scant attention was paid to this index of state economies. Except for you, who paid a lot of attention to it back in May when it was number 49 for Wisconsin. The report is meant to predict how the state's economies will grow in the next 6 months, but is seldom, listen to this, I almost said a bad word, I'm so PO'd, is seldom cited nationally and almost never used to compare one state with another. Except by you, when it was number 49. But after the report issued September 24th, the Philly Fed became a talking point for Walker and his supporters, just the way it became a talking point for Walker's opponents and you back in May. I'll take a break. Oh, really? You're liking the flow of that? When Wisconsin was number 49! And the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, I think it was. I don't remember who did that. Thank you, Governor Walker. For his part, Walker's office highlighted the September 24th report in public appearances and a news release. Amid concern about jobs, is Wisconsin really ranked second for economic growth? As we looked into Walker's claim, and they act like they know nothing about this when they touted it when it sucked for Wisconsin. As we looked into Walker's claim, we learned that there's good reason the report doesn't receive much attention. It did by you. I can't believe they've got the gall to do this. The index varies wildly from month to month. Oh, you mean like in late spring? Look at this. They mention it. In late spring, the index ranked Wisconsin's economy a second worst in the nation, only behind Wyoming. Yeah, you know how we know that? Because you screamed it from the mountaintops. Of course, you don't mention that. How do we go from bottom to the bottom of the barrel to cream of the crop? And then they work to discount the Philly Fed, their index. Now it's crap. When Wisconsin was second to last, You thought it was a big deal. You did a big story on it. Now you no longer report this because you have decided that metric is insignificant. Does it get any phonier than that? Really? Got another one for you from right here in Wisconsin. It's kind of a what is right, what is wrong. We'll get to it in five. It's 10:30.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.